This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Final hour of the Rob Brown Show underway now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob the Great Malonzo and you. Be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you want to jump on board, now's the opportunity for you to do so. You can text that number. You can call that number. 844-326-3663. I got a couple of things that I want to run through here in this segment of the radio broadcast. Two in particular, both goofy stories that I absolutely love have cracked me up. So, Lonzo brought up one of them during the break. The Major League Baseball spring training caps came out. Now, if you're a baseball gear guy, then grabbing these caps when they drop is ordinarily a big deal. Well, this year's, they are very interesting in two different ways. One is the design that the teams decided to go with this year. Now, to describe the design, I can simply say this. The hats are pretty standard baseball caps, and they have either the team name or the city or state name, the primary script name of whatever team. So, like, the Orioles have the word Orioles in that orange cursive font. Boston has Boston in that classic old English constitutional style font. Yankees have Yankees in the script font. Arizona has Arizona in that kind of like Western with the like fang hook on the end of the letters font, right? They all have Cardinals written across the front of the cap for St. Louis in the script Cardinals. They all have their either team name or city or state name written in their team font. And then slapped right in the middle of that is the primary team logo. So, like, for instance, Tampa Bay. It says Rays in that font that has the R where the hook on the R comes underneath and then becomes the tail of the Y as well. But it's got their white block TB slapped on top of it. The Nationals have the script upward angled Nationals, but it has their curly W slapped on top of it. And the center logo is big and bold, meaning that if it is a solid logo, like say the Blue Jays, the head of the Blue Jay, or the H with the star underneath it for the Houston Astros, then it actually sits on top of and blocks the middle of the script, whatever. So like the Miami Marlins hat, it has the script Miami, but it has the block M with the Marlin coming off of it in the middle of the hat, meaning that of the word Miami, all you can see is the opening M, the capital M on the left, and then the MI sticking out on the right. The I and the A are blocked out by the logo. The Chicago Cubs, it says Chicago in that classic Wrigley Field block lettering, blue cap, red lettering, Chicago across the back, but their primary logo is that red C with the Bear logo in the middle. It blocks out most of the I, the C, and the big C in the middle, and most of the A. So you can say CH, some of the I, some of the A, GO. The Brewers, for instance, the Brew Crew have, in my opinion, perhaps the most genius logo in baseball. Their logo is a glove with a ball in the middle, but if you actually look at it, the webbing of the glove makes an M for Milwaukee, and the thumb and the palm of the glove with the baseball in the palm make a B. So that glove logo is actually an M and a B for the Milwaukee Brewers. But as it is block on the Brewers cap, you can see B, R, glove, R, S. The reason that I tell you all of this is because of two teams in particular that have had to take their caps right back off of the shelves. The Texas Rangers and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Now, I know some of you are doing this in your head already, and that's okay. We're here to help. I will start with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They, of course, have the big block Angels across the front, but they also have their primary logo, which is the same A that starts off Angels. It's a block A with a halo that wraps around the top of the A, as they are obviously the Angels. Except for on their cap, the A only blocks out the G in Angels. So I will let you, when you spell the word Angels, but remove the G, I will let you say in your own head what letters are remaining visible and what that word turns into. It's not a real word. We're keeping it real goes wrong. It's not a real word, but...
That's annals?
I mean, if I was going Angels, and I kept that same sound, but I took the G out of it, you would end up with something that even Rob Brown's not comfortable saying on the radio.
Annals. Yes. Like history.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly. Which is exactly why the Angels pulled that cap from the store.
Yeah, because their history is not very good.
So that is true. They had Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout on this team. Didn't go to a playoff game. Didn't get a playoff win, excuse me. It's pretty impressive. So that cap's pulled off the store.
All right, so that one I get. And and why would someone, the marketing person who did it, not go, I don't know, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or unless it was a bro going, dude.
Dude, this is going to be so damn funny.
We got away with it.
If you were one of the lucky few who were able to purchase this hat before it was yanked off of the team store,
Rob would like to buy an Annals hat if you got one.
Definitely an Annals of History hat to celebrate, obviously, the rich and lucrative history of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And not because it's hilarious to those of us with the mindsets of an 18-year-old man. They are not... Correct. You can laugh all you, or you can Beavis and Butthead me all you want. That's hilarious. Now, James said, I bet the designer felt like a real butt. Hang on, let me set my golf club down so that I can give you a clap for that joke. I like that joke a lot. Number two, the Texas Rangers had to yank their Major League Baseball cap off of the shop yesterday. Now, this one probably didn't jump off the page to as many people. However, if you are either a fluent speaker of Spanish or you just learned obscene words in Spanish, then the Rangers cap is for you. The Rangers didn't go with Rangers because that's not their primary. Their primary logo says Texas, T-E-X-A-S, and it goes across the entire front of the cap. The Rangers decided for their primary logo to go with a big block T. Well, that big block T covers up the X in Texas, meaning the letters that are left. Am I allowed to spell? This is where.
So it's like when you say goodbye and you say ta-ta?
Kinda.
Okay.
Kinda. What is left is Texas, but the X is replaced with a T. Now, I don't know what the rules are for saying a word that means something that is, I believe, a word that is frowned upon on local terrestrial public radio.
Bye-bye, ta-ta.
Yeah.
Abiento, see you later.
I believe if I said bye-bye, ta-ta, but then I took that last word and stuck an S on the end, is that radio friendly? I actually don't know.
I don't know either, and now you don't have to.
So, the Rangers put out a cap that says Texas, but the X is covered up by a T. So, now you know what that is. Well, in Spanish, what is left over, which is Texas with a T instead of an X, is a Spanish, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Wait, they're talking about breasts.
Yes.
Okay,
however,
all right.
Like, we can say breasts on the radio,
right, which
because
is why,
that's what they are.
Which is why I just did.
So, right.
Yeah.
Because that's the actual scientific name for them.
We all have them.
Everybody has them.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. That is what the name of those are. However, there's another word in English for that particular portion of the female anatomy that also starts with a T that I don't know if I can or can't, but I won't.
No, you cannot.
I didn't think so. And that is the equivalent of this word in Spanish. So this would be, can I say it if I'm talking about the bird? If I was talking about bird watching?
No.
Because there is a bird called that.
Now,
that is the name of the bird.
If you were probably might be able to get away with it if you were talking about a town in South Carolina. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe yes. You could.
Yes.
Maybe you could. I don't know that you should, but maybe you could.
I'm comfortable saying if Sugar Tit, South Carolina, which is a city, and so therefore I am allowed to say it on the radio. If Sugar Tit, South Carolina started a professional baseball team and then they named it after the city, but only the second half of the name of the city, and then pluralized it. That is what this hat says in Spanish.
I'm not sure it's a city, by the way. I think it's just a town.
Rural community?
There we go.
If the that town, shout out Sugar Tit. Shout out Sugar Tit Distillery, by the way. I finally had their stuff not too long ago.
As a non-drinker, I don't know, but is it good?
It's pretty good.
Is it?
I was pretty happy. The problem for me is when I go that way to leave town, usually I'm on a schedule and Sugar Tit Distillery's a little bit out of the way. I don't have time. I had somebody on the way back to town who asked, was coming to stay with me for a couple of days, coming to crash at the Casa for a couple of days, and they were doing a little exploring around South Carolina. And so they were like asking me, like, what's some of the stuff I can do in the upstate? They were here 3 days. I had to work. I was like, well, you got this, that, and the other. And I was like, I got to tell you, they wanted to know about some of the breweries and distilleries and all that. And I was like, there's a couple that I really, really like. One I have not gotten a chance to get to is Sugar Tit. And he looks at me and goes, well, I'm going. Correct. And he brought me some. It's pretty good. I was pretty happy with it. There is definitely less than a full jar hanging in the, or on the bar that's hanging
in
the bar room.
They come in jars?
Yeah, it's moonshine,
it's
baby.
It's moonshine. Okay.
Yeah, it comes in a jar.
Is it a mason jar?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's classic. It's great. So my point here is, if the rural community of Sugar Tit was to start a baseball team, name it after the city, but drop the sugar and pluralize it, that's what this Rangers cap says in Espanol. I want one so bad. I want one. And the they yanked it off the rack immediately.
You want the hat.
The hat, correct.
Okay. All right.
Correct. I am telling you, because there's going to be, first off, my bet is everybody who immediately saw that laughed their rear end off and immediately bought it is probably getting an email today going, we are very sorry, but we're unable to fulfill this order, which I have to tell you might have been the most disappointing moment of the week for me. Might have been the most disappointing moment of the month for me, maybe of 2025. You're telling me I had a hat that if Sugar Tit, South Carolina had a baseball team and named themselves after the second half of the name of their town and put an S on the end, but in Spanish, and you're not giving me that hat now? That might have been the most disappointing thing that's happened to me this year. That is, call me a child. It's hilarious. Texter says, I'm a Texas Rangers fan because of the Spartan Burgers and then sent me, Lonzo, I don't know how to describe this, but I guess it's an emoji of that particular body part. And it's artistic and tastefully done, as all things are here on the Rob Brown Show. But an emoji.
That's very important.
It is. It's very artistic and tastefully done. But an emoji. I'm a fan of the Spartan Burgers and then an emoji of that particular body part, which is incredible. Which is incredible. Texas said, have you ever been to Sugar Tit Distillery or in Espanol? And then spells out what I can only assume is Sugar Tit Distillery, but in Spanish. And it's pretty it's what that hat says on it, but then with the Spanish word for distillery afterwards. Spectacular. I would be so wildly disappointed if I bought that hat and then I got an email that said, sorry, we're unable to fulfill this order. Here's your money back. I don't want my money back. I want that hat.
Yeah, but you were just told you can go to that distillery and get something similar.
If I go to the Sugar Tit Distillery and they have a hat that just says that on it, I'm not even buying the moonshine. I'm just buying that hat and some moonshine. All right. I am sorry if you thought that was a waste of 15 minutes of your life. I didn't. That's beyond hilarious to me. What a good... You're telling me between the LA Angels of Anaheim and the Texas Rangers, there wasn't one person who looked at... Because I'm telling you, I've been around teams when they're designing their merch, when they're putting their merch through the R&D, when they're putting their merch through the fan council. Do you like this? Would you buy this? Should we make this available? And then when they send it to the graphic design studio and say, all right, we want to change this, that, and the other. And then they send it back to the team and the team does the whole thing. And it goes through this cycle multiple times, even for the smallest of professional franchises. It goes through this cycle multiple times. And there are plenty of times for somebody to go, hey, you guys are aware that if you take the G out of Angels and replace it with an A, it kind of sounds like a word you don't maybe want to have your fans wearing on a hat. Hey, you do know that if you take the X out of Texas and replace it with a T, it becomes a Spanish slang word for a particular portion of the female anatomy. Not one person in Major League Baseball or in those two franchises went, hey guys, Maybe we should use anything else. Maybe just anything else. Let's take a break. When we come back, a parent faced an impossible decision regarding the sports and their kids. I want to run it by you and see if you feel they made the right call, because I am very curious. That's next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So the Masters Golf Tournament is coming up here in about a month. If you are a fan of golf, the Masters is your Taj Mahal. It is your Vatican. It is your cathedral. I have been, for years, entering myself annually into the only way, unless you know a guy who knows a guy, to get Masters tickets. Every year, they hold a lottery. And every year, you enter yourself into the lottery. And if you are one of the lucky few selected, you can buy one of the few Masters tickets that are released to the public. Ordinarily, tickets are in the hand of patrons and they stay in, they're like season tickets. They renew them every year. And so to get them, you either got to know somebody who has them and they give them or you buy them from them, which by the way, you're not supposed to sell them. So like even that's kind of risky because if you get caught selling them, you can lose them. So you got to know somebody who is willing to put them in your hands one way or another. Or you got to go through this lottery and you've got to be awarded tickets. I and my wife have been entering ourselves in the lottery since before we knew each other. She has been to Augusta one time. She won a lottery years ago that allowed her to go to a practice round and walk Augusta. I have not won the lottery yet. I have also not yet been cleared for a press pass because I'm going to tell you straight up right now. I get approved for a press pass to the Masters. Suckers, I will not be here that Thursday and Friday. I'll be working, okay? Walking the grounds at Augusta.
I got to say, out of the entirety of this radio station, I don't know of anyone who ever got a press pass.
I
know some guys went, but it's because they knew a guy.
Yeah, you got to know a guy. I know in my broadcasting portfolio, I know two people who have covered the Masters. Both of them are national outlet writers. Jay Busby is one of them who we've had on this show many, many times. And then a guy named David Nuno who used to broadcast down in Houston. I know two guys that have been there. And of all my friends, I know probably like four guys that have been to Augusta for a tournament. One of them whose father bought in, so he's got tickets every year. And this guy.
Oh, man. I just lost right
there. 2-1 with 34 minutes to play.
I was going to say, what about your guy who used to call all the time from different golf courses?
Mike Ward. He has been to a practice round. Never been to a tournament day. They're hard to come. He's like, he's a live, sleep, eat, breathe golf guy. That's all he does is sell houses and play golf. That's his life. He loves it.
And put it in your face, which is
correct.
Hilarious.
Correct. So, there's a young lady on Twitter by the handle at K. Claire Rogers. K. Claire Rogers sent out a tweet a few days ago that said, My dad won the Masters lottery, and now it's my job to stir the pot in the family group chat until he picks which kid to take. He got, she thought, two tickets, and he had to pick it because most people win the lottery, you get an opportunity to get two tickets. And I will tell you, though I have never done it, the one person I know who has won the lottery, oh, you better believe that fella became the most popular guy in his friend group for a while. And he also told me that trying to pick who he was going to bring to the Masters was the hardest decision he's ever had to make in his life, which I get it. I get it. That's an impossible task. So my question would be, for those of you that have multiple children, multiple kids, let's say, for the sake of not being able to take the weasel way out and say, well, if I had two kids, I would give one ticket to each of my kids, or I'd take them. Genuinely, if you've got two or more kids and you have to use it because you have to use a ticket, if you win the lottery, you got to go. If you had one extra ticket, how are you handling this if all your kids want to go to the Masters? How do you handle that? Do you pay, like, no parent, even though you're all lying, no parent says, I have a favorite kid. You do. You all do. Don't lie to me. You absolutely do. You may love them equally, but you like one of them more. Okay? So how would you handle this? The reason I ask is because a couple of days later, K. Claire Rogers returned to Twitter, and she disclosed how Papa Rogers handled this situation. Papa Rogers handled this situation, Lonzo, according to K. Claire Rogers, the following way. Her return to Twitter said, quote, massive update. My dad revealed that he only requested one ticket. For two reasons. One, he thought the Masters might feel bad for a guy requesting to go alone and throw him a bone. And two, so he wouldn't have to pick which child to take. He's very excited for his solo day at Augusta. Zoe, you're a dad with multiple children. Fair or foul from Pops to win the lottery and request one ticket so that he didn't have to pick a child?
First of all, it's kind of cool that his kids are into golf that way, that they want to go. I mean, you know, if I were to do that, my kids would be like, yeah, go ahead, Dad. We don't want to go see that. Which I've played golf. I've had fun with golf. I would like to go to Masters just because I could say I did it and you didn't. I mean, that would be about it. I would absolutely do that, and I don't have a problem with him doing it. I mean, that way you don't have to pick, and it's too bad for the kids. Too bad.
I think he handled it the best way possible.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think there's a better way to handle it. Because here,
plus, you know what? It's a lot cheaper if you go by yourself. I'm just saying.
Well, here's the thing. Outside of the lodging, Augusta's not expensive. Like, the tickets, if you win the lottery, they're not expensive. The food and drinks and concessions, like, Augusta is famous for never raising concession prices. You can go to Augusta and get a whole lunch for like $5.
See, that's what everyone says.
It's notorious
for
being cheap.
But since we haven't been there, we're just going on hearsay.
No, people will, like, annually, the Augusta, like, post its concession stand menu and all that. Like, it's verified. It's just a cheap experience. I've got friends, a couple of friends, not many, but a couple who have been. And that's their biggest thing is,
you got to make it cheap because it's pimento cheese sandwiches.
Pimento cheese is delicious, and I will hear no slander.
Who would want that?
Me. Pimento cheese is delicious.
You're going to hear it. You've heard it before, and you'll hear it again.
Delicious.
It's okay. It's not what everyone... I mean, if it's there and it's the only thing, yeah, I'll eat it, but not in a great amount.
Oh, pimento cheeseburger, untouchable.
Yeah, but we're not talking about burger. We're just talking about pimento cheese sandwich.
Pimento is good on its own.
They have another sandwich there, too, don't they?
Egg sandwich.
Yeah, I'll go with the egg sandwich.
Fine, too. Also delicious. I am going to applaud Mr. K. Claire Rogers' dad. What a way to handle this. What a way to handle this. You know what? I'm not going to risk one of my kids being mad because I took the other kid. Nope. I'm just not taking either of you, and you can both be mad. I'm going to Augusta. I gotta tell you, I think this is great. Buckeye Mike just texted the show. And I don't know, Mike, if you're going to get in trouble for me reading this text, but I'm going to read it anyway. He texted, I love both my kids equally, but they both can get on my nerves. I would take my son-in-law. Buckeye Mike, I don't know if you're going to be in trouble with your kids for this or not. I don't care. I applaud you. You know why I applaud you? I applaud you for being honest. I applaud you for being honest and being willing to say, no, I ain't taking either one of my kids. They would both get on my nerves. I'm taking my son-in-law. He's the golf guy. I respect that immensely.
Well, why don't you put it in perspective for a favorite sport of, like, say if I had a chance to go to Arrowhead.
Sure.
And you can get, only have...
You get two tickets, and your wife and Miss Lisa can't go for whatever reason. She got a big job conference she can't miss. It's a promotion for $1 million a year job. She can't go. You get two tickets, and you got to pick a kid. Could you do it? Or would you be like, oh, I only got one ticket? Like, how would you handle that?
I would take Rob Brown.
Aw, I'm his favorite kid. That makes me feel better. I'm blushing. I think Mr. K. Clay Rogers handled this like a beaut. You know what, kids? Not only am I not taking either one of you so that neither one of you can be more mad at me. You can either both be equally mad at me or you can both get over it or whatever. But on top of that, I'm going to manipulate the system. I'm going to order one ticket so they look and go, this poor S of a B doesn't have any friends or family. We're going to give them that ticket. And the other aspect of this is, what happens if they get to the end of the lottery? There's a bunch of people who requested two and there's one guy who just requested one. Bang, playing the numbers, maybe he gets lucky and they go, well, we got one ticket left and here's this guy who only asked for one ticket, so obviously he gets it. What a genius. Good on you, Mr. K. Clay Rogers.
How many pictures do you send back to the kids? Having a great time.
Well, here's the thing.
Look how cheap the prices are.
You cannot take your phone onto that golf course.
All right.
So not only is he solo at Augusta, but he's solo at Augusta and they can't bother him. They can't be blowing his phone up like, hope you're having fun, Dad, you jerk. Hope you're having a great time, Dad, you suck. Nope. My man is just going to be out there basking in the sunshine, smelling the scent of the magnolia, noshing down on some Memento cheese and egg sandwiches, drinking that $1 sweet tea, and living his best by himself dad life. Good on you, Mr. K. Clay Rogers, for living your best life. Spectacular. Let's take a break. Got a couple of quick sports stories to run you through as we wrap up the show. That's next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Corn Chip texts the show. He said, that's why I milk all the big events where my daughter is still free. Wanted to do the PGA Championship and debating about taking her to Shaky Knees since she's free, but I also don't want to be miserable dealing with her at something like that. Thank you. Can I tell you how appreciative I am of those of you that are willing
how
to be honest?
How old is she? Why would you be miserable?
I mean, it matters.
If she's three, maybe I get it, but if she's like 24, I mean.
Some of y'all, I appreciate the parents who are willing to be honest and be like, yeah, sometimes my kid's annoying. Like, sometimes it happens.
When my kids are annoying, I'm like, I get it, because I'm their dad. So if they're annoying,
were you willing to call your kids annoying when they were kids, though? Because your kids is grown now.
As far as we didn't go a lot of places.
No, just in general.
Because they were rambunctious.
When they were youngsters, would you be like, my kids are annoying?
No, because
not to them, just to, in general.
No, I don't think I ever said, yeah, I got to get away from here because my kids are annoying. And I, their whole time growing up, I was running a morning show so I could be there for everything they did. So, but my dream and my goal in life was to do that. So I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. That's just what it was. So how could it be annoying when
I think you can love
at,
I think you can love. I know people in my life that I very much love, and yet sometimes will be like, dude, you're annoying me right now. I know people who do that to me, shockingly enough. I know. It's weird. All right, let's get a couple of news stories in here before we get up out of here for a day. We mentioned it earlier in the show. Gerrit Cole will not play football this year, as Gerrit Cole is going to have Tommy John surgery. That's going to keep him out for the duration of this season. That is also going to keep him out likely for a significant portion of next season. Gerrit Cole is on roughly the same timeline that, for you Braves fans, Spencer Strider was on last year, where he missed all of last season, and he's going to miss a good portion of the beginning of this season as well. So he will be out for some period of time next year as well. That is a devastating blow for the New York Yankees, as we are just a couple of weeks away from Major League Baseball's opening day, where the Yankees are going to be efforting a repeat and defense of their American League pennant. It has been the opinion of one Cody Decker and Rob Brown, host of Bet for the Cycle, which airs every Saturday from noon to four, except, I mean, it'll air this Saturday. I just won't be on it. I'll be down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Texas said Gerrit Cole won't play football this year, maybe because he's a baseball player. Rob? Yeah, no, okay. I'm trying to get you guys a bunch of news on the way out the door, okay? I messed up. What do you want? What do you want? I've done 4 hours of radio standing up for you people. I made one mistake. Or seven. Doesn't matter. Not the point.
I don't see why you're standing up for
them. Not the point.
They don't need you to stand up for them.
I'm standing up for me. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be healthier. This is part of that effort. Gerrit Cole will not play baseball this year. Sorry, I got a bunch of football stories we're about to run through. He will not play baseball this year for the New York Yankees, as they are set to try to defend their AL pennant, make their way back to the World Series, probably to get a rematch against the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are the, like, way odds-on betting favorite out of the National League to end up back in the big show. This is big. You also add on to the fact that Luis Gil, last year's reigning defending undisputed rookie of the year, he is going to miss at least 3 months with a latch strain, meaning the Yankees are now down three of their five opening day rotational guys. And in a year. But I think the Boston Red Sox are going to be good. They have Bregman. Devers and he have come to that agreement. I think Breg's going to end up playing second. Devers is going to stay at third. They have added pitching. I think this Red Sox team is going to be the most improved team of this year. They weren't bad last year. I think they're going to be the most improved team. And now all of the sudden, their AL East rivals are licking their wounds. Now all of a sudden, their AL East rivals have lost their ace, are going to be in a three-month hole without Luis Gil, going with only three of their five projected opening day starters. All of a sudden, the American League is real interesting.
All right, let me interrupt you just for a moment, because there's a radio perk, and I want to brag about this to some people who don't get it, because we do. Apparently, there's a new flavor of ice cream downstairs called banana fudge that we can go sample. I don't know if it's still going to be there by the time we get off the air.
I mean, it should. I think they just set up. I mean, we do work with people that I would absolutely believe they could bring like 10 gallons and would be
there's
gone.
There's people who showed up to work today that ain't been here in a month, probably, because there's ice cream. I'm just saying, banana fudge sounds amazing.
We'll have a review tomorrow, because, yes, I am immediately going downstairs to get some, without a doubt. Without a doubt. What I hope they don't do is they bring them
it's not too early for ice cream.
Those little sampler, like the little tiny samplers.
I hope they don't have wooden spoons, or I got a problem.
Well, you do have a problem. Okay, so there's some baseball talk for you. We'll see how that goes out. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the radio show. We got a couple more stories I want to get to. Kyle Juszczyk, released by the San Francisco 49ers. 8 years of service came to its conclusion with that loss to Arizona in the regular season last year. Juszczyk was set to count for about $6.5 million towards the cap, has void years on the deal through 2028. That would have cost an additional $1.7 against the cap in 2026. After his contract expired, Juszczyk's release means the Niners will save $2.9 million against this year's cap, with a dead money charge of $3.5 million overall. So they get a little bit of salary cap space. But in return, we are one step closer towards the extinction of the fullback in football. I love Juszczyk. Juszczyk was one of like two 49ers that
someone
I really liked pulling
for.
Someone
could pick him up, right? I mean,
somebody could. But Kyle Juszczyk is also like closer to 40 than 25. I guess he's 33. He's not
old. I'm trying to think
of
another offense that uses a fullback. I don't know.
We're running out.
I mean, I guess I could technically say Baltimore does with Derrick Henry. But, he's not a fullback, but he runs like one. Outside of that, there's not a lot. You know where I could see him landing? How about Denver? How about Sean Payton? Sean Payton used to use a fullback back in the Drew Brees days. They had a couple of guys rotated through there that became big-time inside of two-yard threats. Maybe Denver could use him. I don't know. We'll see if use ends up anywhere. Over in the NHL, Nathan MacKinnon has made history. He becomes the 100th NHL player to reach the 1,000-point milestone in his career. Did it last night in a 3-0 shutout win over the Chicago Blackhawks. MacKinnon entered the game needing 1 point. He ended up with 2 third-period assists that got him to 1,001. He is, again, the 100th player to reach 1,000 points. He is also the third player in Avalanche franchise history. The other two to do it, Joe Sakic and Peter Stastny, both of whom are NHL Hall of Famers. MacKinnon's have been here for a while, had some of the best teammates to ever play. Pretty fortunate. Obviously, it's a cool milestone, but it's over now, and I look forward to tomorrow night. MacKinnon was the top draft pick in the 2013 draft. He is the first player from that class to reach 1,000 points. We'll see if he can continue the streak going. Hockey's got a lot going on right now. You got Ovechkin, Chasen Gretzky. We're going to see if he's able to get there. I do think he will probably sometime around the middle of April, based on the pace that he's on right now. Washington is starting a 3-game roadie out in California today. They are -195 betting favorites on the road at Anaheim tomorrow or tonight. A very good chance for him to move within 8 of the great one. Of course, Brad Marchand will make his not his debut for the Florida Panthers, but just a few days after he gets sent from the Boston Bruins to the Florida Panthers. Lonzo, where do the Florida Panthers play their game at tonight? On the road in Beantown. Brad Marchand making his way back to Boston to take on the team that just traded him away. He was the captain of the Bruins, and they sent him down to become the newest member of the Panthers. That game, we'll see the puck hit the ice at 7 p.m. tonight. I am kind of really excited about that because Marchand did his press debut the other day, and he was like, I feel rejuvenated. And you know what Brad Marchand is? Freaking Brad. Brad's got a history on this show. Brad Marchand's that guy that, like, he's a but he's our when he's on your team. Like, I still don't like him. But you better believe I fully expect Brad to be laying the hammer down on the Brewers, or excuse me, on the Bruins tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. We'll see how that plays out. Over in the landscape of collegiate football, we got to this a little bit yesterday. We are starting to get spring football dates that are rolling out. We got one during the break there about the South Carolina Gamecocks. Their spring game is now going to is officially on the books now for Friday, April 18th. The Garnet and Black spring game will be Friday, April 18th. I will look to get over there for that event, assuming, obviously, that it is a night game. I will look to get over there. They are also going to open up four spring practices, portions of them, to the media. So I'll see how much I can get spring game-wise for the South Carolina Gamecocks for you. We will let you know when Clemson releases their full schedule of practices, etc., moving forward, and what all that is going to look like as well. And, I'll say for today, outside of what the X is going on, that's pretty much going to do it.
You know, we missed this in free agent moves earlier. Free agent quarterback Darius Slay is signing with the Steelers.
Slay.
Who?
Darius Slay.
Slay.
Just wanted to make sure.
It's a wonderful cornerback, Darius Slay.
Hey, Darius, how you feeling about the Steelers?
The vibes are unmatched. Slay.
All right, the first thing that's texting is Russell Wilson.
I said earlier in the show that the best quarterback still remaining for the probably one team that needs it is Aaron Rodgers. I think maybe it is Russell Wilson. I think maybe it is Russell Wilson. Here's what I don't want to pretend. Russell Wilson and the Steelers offense fell off at the end of last year. No doubt about that. But I would also make the argument that the Steelers have fallen off in the second half of every football season dating back to 2017. That's happened to everyone who has been the quarterback for that team. He is 37.
Wilson fell off. I don't know that
the
it was.
The Steelers fell off.
I'm going to go with Russell Wilson fell off.
I know you are.
The next thing that's X-ing is Ray Phoenix.
I honestly don't know why Ray Phoenix is X-ing.
Okay, so I haven't watched Raw, but I've seen clips. I'm going to watch it today. A certain luchador showed up that looked a lot like Chad Gable. But then Chad Gable was being interviewed, and a luchador was being escorted out the building. And everyone believes it's Ray Phoenix.
Phoenix is still on the roster.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
I thought he was.
This was like a week or so ago. Yeah, he's been done.
Ah, well, I mean, do you team him back up with Penta?
Got to follow your bro, man.
I mean, I don't disagree, but at the same time, you've kind of been pushing Penta as like an ultimate singles competitor. If you put him right back into a tag, I mean, I guess I do think the tag team scene at WWE needs to be refreshed, and that'd be a good way to do it.
It would. Or you can pair him with Chad Gable and have him go against Penta. We'll see.
You know what's... Okay, all right, listen. I don't know who's going to find this funny. Somebody on Twitter gave Chad Gable a nickname yesterday. They called him El Magador.
I don't get it, but that's fine. You have to explain that to me later. All right, the next thing that's X-ing, but you thought it was funny.
It's hilarious.
All right, the next thing is X-ing is Superman.
I don't know if it was some new stuff that dropped or if it was just a conversation, but I did see James Gunn's Superman was getting a lot of conversation last night, but I do not know why.
There's like a video out there of him, of Superman, excuse me, supposedly doing selfies, but he's in different scenes in front of things, including flying with his arm out like he's doing the selfie.
The actor on set or like Superman in the movie is going to be taking selfies?
It looks like it, but it's not. It's. I think they're just doing that. Listen, I know that would bother you, and then you wouldn't want to go see Superman. You're probably not going to go see it anyway.
Wait. Hang on. My favorite Supermans are when Superman is humanized, right? Like the whole problem with
Superman.
Which
is what this is supposed to be.
Right.
So.
I'm actually excited. To be clear, I'm excited about this movie. The whole problem I've never been a Superman fan, and the whole problem has always been that he's the most OP dude.
He's not, though.
In comic book, the golden era, Superman was OP because basically anytime there was a problem, it was always like, oh, here's this new power I never told you about. And it got a little boring because he was the one comic book hero that, like, you knew just was never going to fail.
Because of him, kryptonite is a everyday word. What is this player's kryptonite? I mean, that's a weakness, I'm guessing. All right, I'm not guessing. I know it is. All right, the next thing that's X-ing is Tonya Harding.
Oh, she's doing more celebrity boxing.
No,
she has asked for forgiveness.
She is X-ing because of the track runner with the baton.
Oh, no.
So that's why she's X-ing.
Dude, that girl.
She said she didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, I do my best to give people benefit of the doubt, but like... Man, that's 4K video. And if you didn't mean to hit her, I feel bad for anyone that is ever in range of you anytime that you are ever holding anything, because it damn sure looked like you did. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for being here, everybody. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And then Lonzo and I are out Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. So come back for more tomorrow.
Dude, ice cream.
And then we'll see you Wednesday. Have a great day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate. Later.
I'm going to drink a lot of beer tonight, Jim. Budweiser.